This is NPR.
Thank you, guys, and good morning, everyone. News this morning that Washington Redskins safety Sean Taylor has died one day after being shot at his home in Florida. A spokesperson for the family called Taylor's death a tremendously sad and unnecessary event. The 24-year-old lost a significant amount of blood because the bullet damaged the femoral artery. Police are investigating the shooting as a possible armed robbery. Authorities barred visitors to the U.S. Naval Academy ahead of today's Mideast Peace Conference in Annapolis, Maryland. Representatives from Israel, Arab states, and international diplomats are gathering for a day-long meeting to begin a roadmap to peace. A pro-Israel demonstration just outside the Academy's main entrance yesterday drew about 15 protesters waving signs and rain. They said they were concerned that the conference would lead to concessions that would result in the loss of Israeli land. American troops in Iraq have killed at least 5 people in vehicles trying to drive through roadblocks today. The military says 2 people were killed in Baghdad and 3 others died in a shooting about 155 miles north of the capital. Michael Vick's lawyers will go before a Virginia judge today to set a trial date on state dogfighting charges. Now, Vic won't be attending the hearing. He's already in jail after pleading guilty to federal dogfighting conspiracy counts. His lawyers say they are fighting the state charges on grounds that Vic cannot be convicted of the same crime twice. Iran's Supreme Court ordered a new investigation into the 2003 death of an Iranian-Canadian photojournalist. Zahra Kazemi died while in custody after being arrested while taking photographs outside Evin prison in northern Tehran. A spokesman for the judges at the Supreme Court say the original investigation was incompetent. An inquiry revealed that Kazemi died from a fractured skull caused by a physical attack, but Iran's hardline judiciary said in 2004 that she died in custody from a fall after her blood pressure dropped during a hunger strike. Steve Fawcett's wife says she wants him declared dead. Peggy Fawcett says she believes her millionaire adventurer husband was killed in a plane crash in September. Her lawyer says the move is painful for Mrs. Fawcett, but the legal step is needed to begin to resolve Fawcett's estate. The 63-year-old Fawcett disappeared September 3rd after taking off in a single-engine plane from a Nevada airstrip. Nearly 80 police officers in Paris were injured as rampaging youths hurled firebombs and set cars ablaze in Paris. Police also say they were shot at. A police union official says officers are facing genuine urban guerrillas in the city. The rioting started after 2 teens were killed in a crash with a police car on Sunday. People say officers left the scene without helping the teens and their motorbike. After their motorbike collided with the car. And finally, it's big money for Massachusetts Senator Edward Kennedy. Well, that's the rumor anyway. He sold the rights to his memoirs to the Hachette Book Group. The financial details are not being released, but the folks in the publishing world, they are a-talking. They say that the deal is comparable to other political book deals. Just for some comparison, Hillary Clinton got $8 million for her book. Former British Prime Minister Tony Blair got $9 million for her book. The news is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
I don't want to write a book.
I don't have a book. You know that he has the same agent as Clinton and Blair, so it's not a coincidence that he's getting the big money.
That guy has a big house, that agent.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Thanks, Matt.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Matt.